Hamo ki te rangi, or Hamo Dell is with us for a kōrero today. Hamo's released a new waiata which we'll play for you. In fact, we might just wind it in slowly when Hamo joins us. Please, Rangi, we'll play it at the back end of our conversation as well. It's called Worth the Wait. It's wonderful to have a kōrero with Hamo, a powerhouse vocalist out of Ngāti Porou, and wonderful to call it all with. You might recall too, she was with Tomorrow People, but this is her solo effort and has collaborated with many of our gun Māori entertainers. Hamo, kia ora, it's good to have another kōrero with you today. Mihi ana kakwe te tuhine, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, thank you for having me again.
Nice to catch up with you again, Hamo. Thanks for putting the mahi into your music and celebrating our Māori sounds. You like to weave Māori concepts and kupu into your work. So, tēnā koe. There's a bit of a playful tone to this story behind Worth the Wait. Would you be kind enough to tell us a bit about the song and what you enjoyed most about putting it together, recording it, and is now releasing it, Hamo?
One is, I did this with Eddie on the beat and one of my good friends, Matt Sadgrove. I think it's actually the creating that's one of my favourite parts, is being with my friends in the studio and being able to talk about what's happening in life at the moment, and then being able to put that into music. So this song is just kind of a playful song. If you think about your partner as waiting for you to get ready and they're taking ages and you're getting hoha, but then, you know, at the end of the day, it's worth the wait and everyone's happy and you're good.
Sounds good. Let's just wind it up a little bit there for a moment, please. Rangi's in now engineering the show today.
Now here we are, trying to get up in the car, but you keep grabbing my arm, wanna have some fun. Just one look and you already know I want the same thing.
Sounds really cool. You got a lovely voice. Your whānau, musical whānau too, eh, Hamo?
Yes.
So that lovely lovely vocals sweeping up and down. Do you get down low sometimes too, sis?
Oh, I try.
What low notes what low notes can you hit, Hamo?
No, I couldn't give you the actual of the notes off the top of my head, but I will admit the low register isn't my
Well, you've got a beautiful, really beautiful voice. I don't know Eddie on the beat, is that his name?
Yeah, Eddie on the beat, he's been working in the industry for a while, but he's really popular on TikTok at the moment, so he's got a huge following and he's honestly really good at what he does, so yeah.
And Matt Sadgrove's been producing some wonderful music. He's got that lovely, lovely touch, Matt, whose mum is one of the Bradfield girls, for those of you who remember. She used to play in a band with Pio Today back in the day. But Matt's a real talent. The song capturing the humour of waiting in love. Is this something personal? Have you experienced this? And have you done the waiting, or someone else waiting for you to get yourself ready, Hamo Dell?
Yeah, there's layered messages in this song. So at the front, it's that first playful message about just the waiting around and that getting ready kind of thing. But there's other layers to it where it speaks about, for me anyway, waiting for someone. So the song's actually really personal for me, and I try not to dive too deep into some of the layers of the meanings of the songs. It's personal to me.
and it is what it is. Look, it's Music Month, New Zealand Music Month, and I hope everybody's been acknowledging that as we come towards the end of the month. But it's really important. It's a nice time to release music. Wonderful to witness more reo Māori. Is there much reo in this one? We'll play it at the end of our conversation, Hamo. But you know, you're known for sort of seamlessly weaving kupu Māori into your tracks. Is that the case with the weight?
No, this one is, this one doesn't have any real Māori in it. It just didn't work out like that in the writing process. And but yeah, not this one, but there are others coming that have real Māori in it.
Tēnā koe, and looking forward to them. So what's ahead for you? How are you taking this track and got some work ahead, some performances, some collaborations? What does the back end of 2026 hold for you musically?
Just more music, more music. I'm really working on creating more and getting my music out and being able to work with my friends and yeah. So that's my goals this year.
It's a hard road, isn't it? You know, anyone who thinks being a muso is easy needs to take another look. But I'm pleased that you're enthused and still celebrating these collaborative approaches to music making, in this case with Eddie on the beat and Matt and yourself. But also I note that you've collaborated with Kings and Vince. And do you like collaborating with people as well in the presentation? Obviously you need to do that with the guys behind the scenes who are working on production. But what would you say of the wonderful talents that are emerging Māori? Some of them established and some just emerging, but it's a pretty heady time for Māori music, don't you think, Hamel?
Yep, it is. I am really lucky. I get to work with heaps of people and heaps of in different stages of the song, and it's emerging artists, it's emerging creatives, it's also a very established artists and established creators. I also think it's a real exciting time for Māori music as well. There's so much more of us coming to play, and we are in a time where we are more accepted, and our sound is more accepted. So I think there are positives and negatives, but I try to look more at the positives at the moment.
Well, it's really cool having a conversation with you. I look forward to live in Tamaki, come on out to the studio one day and we'll have a yarn and
talk about
life and play some of your songs and that. But it is always neat to acknowledge the release of new music from our people, and Hamel Dell's new single Worth the Wait is out. Thanks to all our guests on today's program. Ganesh Nana is joining us for Here Te Hua. But I'll leave the last say to our guest, Hamel Dell, who is going to kindly introduce this new waiata and on Radio Wātea. That's the tagline, please, Hamel. Take it away. Throw us into this new track.
Kia ora, everyone. Thank you for having me. This is my new track. You'll be hearing Worth the Wait on Radio Wātea.
Kia ora, Hamel. Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
So thank you for having me. We've spoken a little bit, so I really appreciate you having me.
Hey, you're always welcome. Anything you do, we celebrate. So, beautiful. Have a good day, Hamel. Looking forward to celebrating this song and any new ones that come as well. Keep well. Mauri ora. Tēnā koe.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. Here's Hamel's new track, Worth the Wait.